what can you tell us from a kicker standpoint? What's kind of been different out there for
you?
The new coach.
Really, Coach Fisher's really strong on making sure we get field goals every day, and it just shows how much he cares about special teams, which is a big deal for us. And he just emphasizes how important special teams is. It's a good deal.
Seems like there's a little pressure to it too, early in practice.
Absolutely, but that's good because there's pressure in games. It just prepares me for games.
Is he a little more hands-on than any of the head coaches you've been around as far as special teams goes?
Yes, he knows a lot about everything, and he knows he's very good at what he does. And I'm actually very happy he is hands-on because it again shows he cares and shows he knows what he's doing.
Coming from Florida, is he a guy that you maybe knew a little bit more about than some of the other guys around here?
Maybe because, well, I did grow up, both my parents went to University of Florida, so he kind of grew up as the enemy, but.
Have you had any conversations about that?
Not yet, no. I'm sure it'll come up.
So what were
maybe after this interview.
Of him as a kid then, growing up a Florida fan?
I mean, I always knew he was a great coach, and I was always scared because he was going to make FSU better than Florida, but now I'm happy he's our coach.
Did you hear from a bunch of your friends in Florida and everything after the game last year at Florida?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
What were some of those texts?
They said, I'm mad that we lost, but I'm happy it was you who beat us, even though it was the team.
How cool of a moment was that for you?
It was unbelievable. I couldn't ask for anything better than that. I mean, a lot of my family was there, cousins, relatives who've never seen me play before in a real game. And it was their first time seeing me, and I'm just glad we got the opportunities we did.
Do you feel that there's an aspect of your game that you've gotten better at this offseason?
Consistency, absolutely. Mainly just going through my mental steps before every kick, making sure I get the perfect jab, and which leads me into the rest of my steps and the field goals.
Anything with the new strength and conditioning coaches helped with anything that you've been doing?
Even though it might not seem like it, conditioning is a big thing for kickers because you have to be in shape in order to get your leg through fast. And they definitely made us stronger, made us faster twitch, which is everything that specialists need.
What coach has been working with the kickers the most out there with you guys?
Eric Russell. He's very good at what he does. He's very good with schemes, and he makes our job fun and easy.
We've seen you hit from 57 out there. How much further do you think you can hit one from?
To be honest, I really didn't know how far it was. They just told me, go back. They just lined it up and told me to kick it, and I was like, okay. So as long as I don't think about it, we'll be good.
How important is Austin Fry to what you do, and how good is he at what he does?
He's a veteran. He's a professional at what he does. Everything is perfect, and if anything is slightly off, would be a normal snap to other people. It's a bad snap for him, but with Brain Man holding and Austin snapping, we're able to get the snap to kick times very low, so hopefully we won't get any block this year.
This will be three holders in 3 years. How's Man doing that?
He's great. He was always the right behind Change Puka and Connor McQueen when he came, back when Shane was behind Connor and now Brayden was behind Shane.
Yeah.
And so Brayden has always been holding throughout his whole career, but now he's in the main spot.
How much chemistry work goes in between you? There's a lot of talk about with the quarterbacks and the wide receivers, with the quarterback competition that's going on. How much chemistry work has to go on in the offseason and whatnot between the kicker and the holder?
A lot. I mean, we hang around each other all the time, whether it's up here at the facilities or just out at our houses. I mean, he's definitely one of my best friends here. We're tight-knit group, and he's one of my brothers.
Y'all room together?
No, I actually room with Riley Garner, a linebacker.
Obviously, Bama's coming up pretty soon in the season. Jeff Banks is going to be the sideline, so what's it going to be like to see him kind of on the opposing team?
I can't wait. I can't wait to kick one right against Alabama and point over to him.
What's it been like when you lose your special teams coach who was a kicker and punter and had that background? Did Russell do that too, or who do you kind of bounce stuff off of with a kicking background?
We honestly, as a specialist, we're a pretty self-sufficient group, and we're able to do things on our own. And sure, Banks was very good, and he taught us a lot of things, and same with Russell, but honestly, we're pretty good at, like, maintaining our own.
What do you think Coach Banks will do when you point at him?
He'll laugh.
Do you keep in touch with him very much at all?
Not recently, no, but I'm sure during the season we will.
All right, thanks, Daniel.
Thank you.
Thanks, Daniel.